Nedaim Yerushalmi, Cross Line to Nedaim Babli, Daf Nun Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph, on base at the third Mishnah, is Halacha Zayin. Nedaim Atamarim, Mutter, Bedavash Tamarim, Nasidvanios, Mutter Bechayme Sidvanios. If one vowed from dates, he permitted date honey. If one vowed from vanios, which is bad grapes that don't ripen, he's permitted in vinegar made from such grapes. Says, whenever the name of the derivative is called on the source, such as the Torah calls dates davash, eretz zeif shema davash, if one vowed from the source, he's forbidden even the derivative. Chachamim, matirim, the chachamim permit. The Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yosi, what is the reasoning of Rabbi Yosi? Meaning, in the Mishnah earlier that said if one vowed for milk, Rabbi Yosi forbids kum. Shem aviv poi alav, the name of its source means the milk, is on it on the derivative, kum. My time with Rabbi Yudim b'seira, shem benoi koi alav, and what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yudim b'seira in our Mishnah is the name of the derivative is called on the source. Established Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Yoidi Rabbi Yosi, Yosi lo Yoidi Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Presumably Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira agrees to Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Yosi does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Yoidi Rabbi Yosi, Shem Benai, lo Kol Shekein Shem Aviv. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira agrees to Rabbi Yosi, he forbids due to the name of the derivative called on the source, does he not forbid all the more so due to the name of the source on the derivative? Rabbi Yosi lo Yoidi Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, does not agree with the Yudim B'Seira. He said only to forbid due to the name of the source on the derivative, but not due to the name of the derivative on the source. And now we come to Halacha Ches. Hanoida min ayayin, muta b'yayin tapuchim, min ha-shemen, muta b'shemen shumshemen, min ha-drash, muta b'drash tamarim, min ha-chomets, muta b'chomets, sitvonis. If one vowed from wine, he's permitted to have apple wine. If one vowed from oil, honey, or vinegar, he's permitted sesame seed oil, date honey, and vinegar of bad grapes. Min ha-karishim, muta b'kaflutois, min ha-yerek, muta b'yerokois, sade. If one vowed from leeks, he's permitted in kaflutois, which is large leeks. If one vowed from yerokois, which is vegetables in which we eat the plant itself, not just the seeds, he's permitted yerokois of the field. All these are permitted because they have accompanying names. They're not just called stam, wine, oil. The Gemara says, Masnisa, Mokrim Shein Koyin, Lekaflutois Kurishim, above Mokrim Shein Koyin, Lekaflutois Kurishim, Lai Bada. The Gemara says, our Mishnah discusses a place where they don't call Kaflutois leeks, but in a place where they call Kaflutois leeks, no means if one vowed from leeks, he's forbidden in Kaflutois. Lekhain Svicha, Afil Mokrim Shein Koyin, Lekaflutois Kurishim, Min ha-kurishim muta l'bakaflutos. And the Gemara rejects that even in the place where they call kaflutos leeks, if one vowed from leeks, he's permitted in kaflutos. Min ha-yerek muta b'yerokos sade v'nei shushem levai. If one vowed from yerek, he's permitted in yerokos sade because it's an accompanying name. V'tani ala ha-neide min ha-yerek v'shvi'is also b'yerokos sade. It was taught about this. If one vowed from yerek in Shemitah, when people may not plant yerek in gardens, he's forbidden yerokos sade. Tanisa, Rabbi Krispa, Beshem, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Gamliel, the Amatayma, the Hadad, the Amma, actually, Hite, Rabbi, Lavi, Rokwis, Mechuslawitz, Laowitz, Rabbi Misha Hite, Rabbi, Lavi, Mechuslawitz, Laowitz, He Shriyeth, He Shah, Shinei, Shavua. Krispa taught the name of Rabbi Chanina, Ben Gamliel, who said the reason that this was said before Rabbi permitted to bring Yerek Mechuslawitz to Erchisol, but after Rabbi permitted to bring Yerek Mechuslawitz to Erchisol, Shmita is the same as other years, because Yerek is always available. Amar Rabbi Yosi Mechanina, Olshin Chashuvim Hein, Letamei Tumas Oichlin B'Shvi'is. Rabbi Yosi Mechanina says that field endives are important to have Tumas Oichlin in Shmita, because garden endives are not available. Adadad Amar, actually Hite, Rebbe Lavi, Yerokris Mechus La'aretz La'aretz. Amar Mishihite, Rebbe Lavi, Yerokris Mechus La'aretz La'aretz. He Shvi'is Yisha, Shnei Shavua. Now you say so before Rebbe permitted to bring Yerek from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, but after Rebbe permitted to bring Yerek from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, Shmita is the same as other years. Hani ein ma'avirin es hashana la b'shvius la b'motzi shvius b'mivua hari zemuberes. Rashi says we're not ma'abe, means we don't add a month to the year, in Shemitah, which prolongs the effort to work the obligation, or in Masi Shemitah, it prolongs the effort of eating chadash. If they're ma'abe, it's mu'beres. Rivera, quoting Rebbe, said that this is before Rebbe permitted to bring Yerek and grain from Chutz La'aretz to Yisrael, but after Rebbe permitted to bring Yerek from Chutz La'aretz to Yisrael, Shemitah is the same as other years. Hi, Rameya Oime, how are you Oime? Be'ish bar mebal, shelisha, be'yavoy le'ish, ha'elekim, lechem, bikurim, v'goyme, ein lecha mevakel ba'aretz Yisrael, yoyse mebal, shelisha, le'bicher, ela oyse yamil. Rameya used to say, quoting from the Pasuk in Malachim Beis, Galad, also Membeis, and a man came from Baal Shalisha, and he brought to the man of God bread of the first fruits. No place in Eretz Yisrael grows Pirus earlier than Baal Shalisha, and only that species in barley had grown. Evi le'isha elikim, emasai hebiroi la'acha ime, sh'ne'emal, ten la'am, v'yeichlu. He brought to the Navi, when did he bring? It was after the ime, when chash is permitted, as it says in that same pasuk, give to the people and let them eat. Since the year needed to be mubarak, because even in Baal Shalisha only barley had grown at the time of Pesach, why was in Elisha not ma'aber? Why didn't he extend the year? And this teaches that they were years of famine and everyone was anxiously awaiting to eat chadash from the granaries. If a bison that says we're not ma'aber the year due to tumah means if we think that people will not be able to become tahor before Pesach. If you don't imem ma'aber shekim marzina bechizkir she'ibet ha'shana mipnei ha'tumah she'ne'ma ki ma'abet ha'am v'geimah. Yudah says that we are ma'aber for that reason because we find that King Chizkir was ma'aber the year due to tumah. As the pasuk says, "Ki ma'al b'sa'am," that's in Divrei Yom Beis, Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Ches. Ephraim, Menashe, Yisachar, and Zulun were to me. Rav Shimon Omer Afapisha, she'ibu Nisan einu mu'ubar ela Adar. Rav Shimon says, even though they were ma'abe Nisan, it doesn't take effect because only Adar can be mu'ubar. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Mishem Rav Shimon Chizkiyo Hesi Lesibu La'asoyf Pesach Sheni. Rav Shimon Yehuda, quoting Rav Shimon, says that Chizkiyah was not ma'abe the year, rather he made the sibul perform Pesach Sheni, which is wrong because if the sibul is tamei, they offer Pesach Rishon b'tumah. Yisrael Tani ma'abe mesashana b'pnei ha'tumah, Yisrael Tani ein ma'abim. Some teach that we are ma'abe the year due to tumah, and some teach that we are not ma'abe due to tumah. Manda ama, if you say ein ma'abim mina. The one who says that we are not ma'aber learns it from the pasuk Divrei Yomim Beis Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Ches, because they ate of the Pesach, not as written. One who says that we are ma'aber, how does he explain this pasuk Ki Ochlus Pesach? What was improper? It was in Nisan Veinim Uber El Ado. The answer is they were ma'abe Nisan, and only other can be ma'uba. Raskia da'amu v'simoin ba'azavdi gargoltoi shal aronon ha'yehusi matzo takas mizbeach. This is like Rabbi Simon ba'azavdi said that they found the skull of Aron ha'yehusi, David bought his granite to build the Beit HaMikdash there, and they found that skull under the mizbeach, the Tahanim, and the Klesharis put to Meim, and they needed extra time to be mitahir. Siv, kol levavoy heichin ledvoysho elekim, Hashem eleke avisav begayme, v'simon v'azavti rabbi shmur ba'nachman. It says in the pasuk there, in pasuk Yotes, anyone who sets his whole heart to seek elekim, Hashem, the God of his forefathers, etc., Rabbi Simon bar Zavdi and Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman disagreed about this. Adam ha'afilu kama asa l'taras ha'kodesh, l'yot ha'di taras ha'kodesh. One of them said that even though he did much for taras ha'kodesh, He did not fulfill Tasa Pradi, means he didn't fully eradicate Tuma of idolatry. And the other one said that even all the good deeds that he did not fulfill Taharas HaKodesh of totally eradicating idolatry. It's written the end of Yom Beis in Perek Chotes in Pasuk Yud Zayin, and they began on the first of the month to sanctify, etc. And it says there, towards the end of that Pasuk, the same Pasuk, and they sanctified the house of Hashem for 8 days, and on the 16th day of the first month, they finished. In one day, they could have eradicated all the idolatry there. Amav Idi replay Tzambe Kastim Shechakukin. Ridi answered it was due to the idolatrous images of the Babylonians that they engraved in the walls. Six things the Chizki the king of Yehuda did, three of them Chacham agreed with, and three they did not agree with. Here at Smith Oviv Vahiduloi, he dragged the bones of his father, Achaz, who was a great Rasha. He dragged it on ropes, and they agreed with him. The disgrace atoned for him. Also, it gave rebuke to the Rishayim. This is Nachash and Nachoshes. He ground up the copper snake that Moshe had made to save people bitten by snakes. People had started to worship it, and they agreed with him. Gonaz Tavla Shavufuiz Vahidulai. He hid the ledger of cures. Astrologers have determined which images would be helpful for which sicknesses. One may not use them. About three, they did not agree. He dammed up the waters of the upper Gichoin to cause the Sanhedrin's army to be without water, and they did not agree with him. He cut off the doors of the Hechel and sent the Sanhedrin for a tribute, hoping to dissuade his attack, and they did not agree with him. In both of these, he should have relied on Hashem's promise to save Yerushalayim. Ibn Nissan ben Nissan, he was Ma'ab ben Nissan in Nissan, and they did not agree with him. Ma'ab ben Sashana, Kredim Rosh Hashanah, Vim Ibura, Einem Mu'beres. We're not Ma'ab the year before Shoshana. If you're Ma'ab it, it's not Mu'ba. But Mepnei Hadachak, Yiskinu Shuhu Ma'ab ben Oysa, Acha Rosh Hashanah, Miyad, Av Pishkein, Einem Mu'ba El Adam. In pressed circumstances, they committed to be Ma'ab after Rosh Hashanah immediately. Even so, only other is Mu'ba, I mean, the second other is added, we don't add to any other month. Rabbi Omer Nisan loinus Abe miyamav. Rabbi says, Veshchidush Nisan was never Mu'ba, means there was never 30 days in the previous month, in other or other sheni in a leap year. Vahataninan imba chadash mizmanai. The Gemara asks, so we have a Mishnah that says that the month came in its time, means the 30th of Adar was Mukudash to be Veshchidush Nisan, they bought Karbonas from the new half shkalim, which shows that sometimes this occurred. In bar, leba. The answer that the Mishnah teaches the law if it comes in its time, however, it did not ever come. Rav Amar Tishrei lo nisabe miyomav. Rav says, v'shchidash Tishrei was never mu'ba. Atanina nimhaya chadash chodesh mu'ba. The Gemara asks in the Mishnah if the month of Elul before Shemitah was Mu'ba, with which Chayyif cancels loans, it shows that sometimes it occurs. The answer is this, the Mishnah teaches the law, if it was Mu'ba, however, it was not ever. And they were Makadish the year, means declared as Chayyidash Tishrei, when the Sanhedrin was relocated in Usha, on the first day of Hashanah. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan ben Boiker passed in front of the Aaron, he was Shliach Sibur, and he said, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui, meaning in Musaf, he said, Malchus in the Bocha of Kedushas Hashem. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Gamliel, like Heinu Noyegim, Cain v'Yavle. Rabbi Shmuel ben Gamliel, who was a Nasi, said that we did not do so when the Sanhedrin was in Yavle. V'im Hasheni of Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef Lili, Rama Kedir Rabbi Akiva. On the second day of Rabbi Hananiah ben Rishi Glili passed in front of the Aaron and said, like Rabbi Kiva, when he said, Malchus in the Bracha of Kedush Shayyim. Rabbi Chaim ben Gamliel, Kain Hayonayagim be Yavne. Rabbi Gamliel said, this is what we did in Yavne. V'hatani Kachu Barishon Avisheni. It says that they were Mekadesh the year, and there was the first day and the second, means Elul was a full day, was a full month. The Abba, quoting Rebbe, answered that there was only one day of Rosh Hashanah. The Baisa discusses the first year that they were in Usha and the second year. And the Megillah rejects that and says, well, it says the first day and it says the second day. They were quoting Rav Chisda said that year they made a mistake, meaning that they declared the 29th of El to be Rosh Hashanah. They realized the mistake and fixed the next day, the 30th, to be Rosh Hashanah. And we skipped the next few lines that we had already. They should now say Kichu, Kodem Zmanay Oil Achay Boy Yim Echad Yochal Yem Uba. If they were Mekadesh the month before its time or after Eloi, one day, perhaps it is Mu'ubal. Amulema, Oisam him Mayadai, Ein Ele him Mayadai, one day. And the one rejects that based on the word Oisam, they, when they were Mukudish in the proper time, are Mayadai. These, when they're not Mukudish in the proper time, are not Mayadai. If they is Manoi, it should say Yom Choftes, La'achiburai, Yom Lamed Beis. Before its time is day 29. After Boy is day 32. What's the source that we are Ma'aveh the year for people who are from Chutz La'aretz, who already started to come and didn't reach their place? Pasuk says in Vayikra, Chofkiru Pasuk Mem Dalet, and Moshe spoke and told all of the Ma'adim of Hashem to Bnei Yisrael. We learn from that pasuk, make the murders at a time that all of Yisrael will be able to fulfill them. Amar Shmuel ben Nachman, the Hain Shehigyu L'Nahar Pras. Shmuel ben Nachman said this is only if they reach the Pras River, if not, they are not Ma'aveh for them. Im Abba Sashana Ela B'Yehuda V'im Yibur V'Galil Mu'Beres. Im Abba the year only in Yehuda, if it was made Mu'Beh in Galil, it is Mu'Beh. Hayid Rabbi Chananya Ish Oinai Im Eina Yechoyle Lith Abba B'Yehuda Shem Abba Meisarik B'Galil. Rabbi Chananya Ish Oinai testified that if they cannot be Ma'aba in Yehuda, they can be Ma'aba in the Galil. Im Abba Meisashona B'Galil V'im Mevua Mu'Beres, but not Ma'aba the year in the Galil unless there is Oinus. If it is Ma'aba, it is Mu'Beres. Im Abba Meisashona B'Chutz La'aretz V'im Mevua Eina Mu'Beres, but not Ma'aba the year in Chutz La'aretz, if they are Ma'aba, it's not Mu'Beres. This is when they could be ma'aber in Eretz Yisrael, but if they cannot be ma'aber in Eretz Yisrael, then they are ma'aber in Chutz La'aretz. Yumye iber Chutz La'aretz, Yecheskel iber Chutz La'aretz, Oroch iber Chutz La'aretz. Yumye was ma'aber outside Eretz Yisrael, and so was Yecheskel, and so was Baruch ben Neria of Yumye's Talmud. Ani ben Achi ben Yeshua, Iber b'chutz la'aretz, Shelach lei Rebbe Talasa Igrin, Gabi Rebbe Yitzhak, Rebbe Nosson. Hananya, Rebbe Yeshua's nephew, was Ma'abe in chutz la'aretz. Rebbe sent him three letters via Rebbe Yitzhak and Rebbe Nosson. V'chada kosev the kedushas Hananya, v'chada kosev kediyim, shanachta nasu ki'ashim, v'chada kosev im ein at makabla leich, seilach al midbar ha'ated, one of them it said to Kedushas Hananya, and one of them it said, the kids, the budding Chachamim that you left behind became adult goats, and they grew and surpassed you, and you no longer greater than all the Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael. And one of them it said, if you will not accept on yourself to observe the festivals according to the Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael, go to the Midbar of Atad, and you will slaughter your Kabbalahs outside the Mikdash, and the Hunyan, who established the Mizbeach and Mitzvayim, and offer there, will throw the blood. As Misa, Veikrein, Tanaisa, Veikrein, Misaya, Boy, Mevas, Velasotoim. They gave to him the first letter, and he honored them, means informed people that they are great Chachamim. They gave to him the second, and he honored them, and then the third, he wanted to disgrace them. Amen lei, leith ad yochel, the kva ekautinen. Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Nosson said, you cannot disgrace us because you already honored us. Amen Yitzchak v'kara ksiv v'yuraisa elim adeh Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yehoshua. Yitzchak rose and read, it says in the Torah, these are the ma'adim of Hananya, which was nephew. Amen lei ma'adeh Hashem. Amen lein kabon kam. Those present said that it says ma'adeh Hashem in the prophet. He told them, for us it's written, so if you follow the Hananya, they're not ma'adeh Hashem. Nothing. Rinosan rose and completed the drasha and said, "Because from Bavel shall come forth Torah and the word of Hashem from the Pekoid River." Amulei, from Mitzian takes the Torah, Drashim Rishonayim. Those present said, because the pasuk actually says in Yeshaya, Beis Gimel, or from Sion, Torah will come out and the word of Hashem from Yerushalayim. Amaloi, Gavani told them, for us, it's written, so therefore, Hananya's Yerushalayim is invalid. Other v'kibbal aleh, Gavri v'yudah ben Beseira, and Yerushalayim, Amaloi, Achareim. The Hananya went to v'yudah ben Beseira in Yerushalayim to complain. V'yudah told him, follow them, means the Chachmei HaTzol, follow them. Amaloi, Lina Yada Ma Shav Kistamon Man Raidi Li De Inim Chachomim Mach Shava De Kavasi. Hananya said, don't I know what kind of Chachomim I left there in Eretz Yisrael? Who says that they're the Chachomim to calculate the good voice to know when we must marry the year, like me? If you want the Amma Loi, the Amma Loi Chachmin De Kavasi Yishmer Lei, the Kiran De Inim Chachmin Mach Shava De Kavasi Yishmer Lei. Yehuda says, since this one says that perhaps they're not Chachamim like me, should we listen to him? Since they say that they are Chachamim to calculate, we listen to them. Kam v'rachav susya hein demata mata hein demata negim v'kilkul. Yehuda Maseira rose and rode on a horse to inform people that the year is not mobile. Places that he reached, where he did not reach, they conducted mistakenly, and didn't observe Pesach in the right month. Ve'el yeseh ziknei ha-goyla. Amo kodesh baruch hu, b'yoseh hein chaviva nolai ziknei ha-goyla. Chaviva olai kas katana shavet chisol, v'sad hedrin g'doyla shivachos la'ed. It's written, ve'el yeseh ziknei ha-goyla. Hashem said, chachomim of chutz la'ed are very dear to me, even so a small group of chachmei ha-yot chisol is dearer to me than a great son hedrin in chutz la'ed. Siv, ha-cherish, v'maskeh elef, atam mahachin. The Gemara asks what is written in the Pasuk in Malachim Beis Perek Haftala Pasuk Tzav Zayin, and the cheresh and the maskeh were numbered a thousand. These were chacham exiled to Babel. When they opened their mouths, all others were like deaf mutes. And you say this, that the chachmei chutzaretz are less than chachmei Yisrael. Rachi b'shem Michal b'Rabbonin b'Rachi Amar cheresh elef v'maskeh elef. And for the Rabbi, quoting of Chalbi and Rabbanon, argue about this. The Rabbi says, "Hacheresh elef and Maske elef means there are different levels of Chachamim, 1,000 of each were exiled. Rabbanon Amri Kulhain elef. Rabbanon say that there were 1,000 in all. The Rabbi Hashem Rabbi Chalbi Ama Elu Achaveirim. The Rabbi quoting of Chalbi said that Hacheresh Maske refers to the Chachamim. Rabbanon Amri Elu Avulvatin." Rabban said they are officers appointed over workers. According to them, Chachmei Yisrael are dear. Rabbi Yehoshua katav rakavol sadia ve'ein tav haza v'alayin havin yadin kama edus yotzim pichem kama schar batem yotzim pichem. Yehoshua, when he would accept witnesses before the new moon in ein tav, he would tell them, no, how much testimony comes out of your mouths, how much rental of houses comes out of your mouths, because based on you, Shluchim will inform people of a new month, and tenants who pay for the month lose a day, because you say that today begins the next month. Amar Rabbi Avina, Ein in Kachu, Afila Dina Nefashois, Bas Lesha Shonin V'Yemechot, Ba'aleha Harei Zer Meskida. Avinu said if he wants to warn them so much, he should tell them that even capital cases depend on their testimony, because let's say a girl with an arusa is 3 years old in one day and one had relations with him, that would be stoned. If not for their testimony, she's only three and it's not considered relations. Nimlechu based in the other Baalea in the Skila. If based in decided to be Ma'abah the year and one had relations with her, then he's not stoned. Amavi Avin, Ekwala Lekim Elyoin Lekel Goymer Olai. Bas Shleit Shashonim Vim Echod, Nimlechu based in the Abway Sim Chayzim Vim Lavin Chayzim. The Abin said, quoting the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perkin and Zion Pasuk Gimel, I will call out to Elohim, the exalted one, to God, Goymer Olai. We learn from there, if a girl born in Adar was 3 years and one day, and based on the side to Ma'abe in the year, her Basilim return. If not, if they were not Ma'abe, then her Basilim do not return. We come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Tes, Hanoidel, Min HaKuv, Osa, Biskaragus, and Asparagus Mutabakuv. If one vowed from cabbage, he's forbidden to have asparagus, which is a type of cabbage. If one vowed from asparagus, he's permitted another type of cabbage. Min HaGrisim, Osa, the Nikpa, with Yosi Mate. If one vowed from grisim, which is a bean dish, he's forbidden in Mikpa, which is a porridge of beans or grain that contains garlic. Rav Yosi permits it. Min ha-mikva muta begrisim, min ha-mikva osa shum, Rav Yosi matir. If one vowed from mikva, he's permitted to have grisim. From mikva, he is forbidden to have garlic. Rav Yosi permits even garlic. Min ha-shum muta b'mikva. If one vowed garlic, he's permitted in mikva. The Gemara says, Ma taima Rav Yosi, what is Rav Yosi's reasoning? Shem aviv koi alav. The name of its source is on it, means it's called mikva of grisim. It's not called Sam Wisin. That's Rav Yosi, Hanoidim and Ayayin, Mutter Bekundatun. So according to Rav Yosi, if one vowed from wine, he's permitted in Kundatun, which is scented wine, but it's called by the name of the fragrances. Min Shisei HaMikra Mutter Begrisim, Vushuhei Ruban Grisim. Mishnah said that if one vowed from Mikra, he's permitted in Grisim, this is if it's mostly beans. And the Mikra also Bashum, Vushuhei Ruban Shum. So, similarly for mikvah, he's forbidden garlic. If it is mostly garlic, one doesn't put so much garlic in porridge. V'hocha ad mahalich achatam, v'hocha ad mahalich acharev. My answer is here regarding garlic, which is always added, it depends on taste. Here regarding beans, it depends on the majority. Sometimes mikvah is of grain. Halacha yud, min ha'adoshim asa be'ishishim v'rav yosi mate. If one vowed from lentils, he may not eat ashishim. As it explained, Rav Yosi permits. Now, shishim muta ba'adoshim, if one vowed from a shishim, he may eat lentils. And one says, Abiyasa, Oza legabi Rav Yosi, ba'apik, kremei, tlufchin, metalion, metachinen, magabla, medvash, mutugan. Rav Yosi went to Rav Yosi, he brought out in front of him lentils, roasted, ground, and kneaded, with honey and fried. Amalei, Elaine, Inun, Ashishim, Shomer Chacham. We have said this is the Ashishim that Chacham discussed. Halacha Yud Aleph, Chita, Chitim, Sheini Toyim, Asa Behen, Ben Kemach, Ben Pas. If one said, I will not taste Chita, which is wheat, and Chitim, he is forbidden wheat with flour bread. Gris, Grisim, Sheini Toyim, Asa Behen, Ben Chaim, Ben Mevusholim. If one said, I will not taste Grisim, he's forbidden in raw cooked beans. Yudah Oimer, Koinim, Gris, Chita, Sheini Toyim, Muta lakus chayim. Yehuda says that if he said gris or wheat, he said, it's forbidden to me, he may eat them all. And the Gemara says, Tani Rav Yehuda Omer, Kainem gris she'eni toyim asa lakus muta b'mikva. The Gemara says, the Baisa from Rav Yehuda, Kainem gris I will not taste, he's forbidden to have raw beans and permitted with porridge. Grisim she'eni toyim asa b'mikva or muta lakus. Grisim that I will not taste, he's forbidden have porridge and permitted to have raw. Chita she'eni toyim, asa lakus muta lepas. Chita that will not taste, he's forbidden to have raw and permitted to have bread. Chitim she'eni toyim, asa lepas muta lakus. Chitim that will not taste, he's forbidden in bread and permitted in raw. Chita that amarachin, the ma'as, he said chita, and you say this? It connotes wheat kernels, why does the mishnah forbid bread? Amar Rav Yosi, ken orche de barnasha, Mechami pita nekiya umeima brich b'bahadein chitza. Rav Yosi answered, it's normal when a person sees clean bread, he says, blessed is the one who created this wheat. Arnalach Perek Hanoide Min Hamurushal.